Good morning, sir. How can I help?
I'd like a proper haircut, please.
Well, here at the Big Yin in Southend-on-Sea, we have been doing proper haircuts for over 40 years. Please take a seat. Happy with it, sir? Is there enough off the back?
Very much. That's a quality haircut.
Goodbye, sir. Anything for the weekend?
No, I'm rather busy at the moment. On Sunday, I like to listen to the new episode of AMLO Podcast across all podcast formats. The Big Yin Unisex Hairdressers from three locations in Southend-on-Sea, Essex, has been cutting hair for over 40 years.
You're listening to A Midlife Less Ordinary, the weekly podcast giving you the lowdown on becoming a cool older dude. The good times are not a faded memory. It's time to start living them again. And here are your hosts, Wayne and Trev.
Hello and welcome to A Midlife Less Ordinary. My name's Wayne and Trev's here as always. How are you doing this week, Trev?
I've just shocked myself, actually.
Did you say shot yourself?
Not shocked myself. What does this tell you about a middle-aged man? I'm sitting here talking to you,
yeah,
which is unfortunate on a Tuesday night.
Oh, here we go. It was even quicker than last week.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm sitting here. You know where I sit when we do this. I'm not sitting in the toilet where people obviously think we do this. Like Alf, remember in the Alf Garnett movie when Bill Maynard used to talk through the walls of the toilet? We don't do that, do we?
No.
Just sitting here, and my DVD collection, which is vast, is sitting there in front of me. And I've just looked, and on the top of it is the box set of Miss Congeniality and Miss Congeniality 2. What does that say about me as a man?
Fapping to Sandra Bullock.
Not my type, mate.
No, I know. Not that. That's type. What I'm saying. But if you change, that's what I'm saying.
Have you changed? Honestly, what does that say about me?
I think you're just, honestly, you can't stop buying DVDs for 50 pence from the local charity shop. I mean, support the charity, but just give them the 50p and leave Miss Congeniality.
Yeah. Well, I like the way I've got both of them.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you wanted to complete
one
the set.
One enough.
Yeah.
One well enough. I just could not list. I couldn't stop at one. I was like, I need to know where this goes now.
Yeah, well, let's put it out there that I'm actually worried about you now as well.
Great. Right, okay.
But welcome to the third episode in this season, Trev. Episode 32, that is, in the grand scheme of things. The new format, I've had some thoughts on it. It's all good. I think the feedback's been good, hasn't it?
It has. I was thinking, maybe changing the name of the whole podcast.
Oh, this is going to be insulting towards me, isn't it? Go on.
No.
Go on then.
No, I think we're going to twat chat. What do you think?
Who is this referencing?
Well, a pair of us.
Oh, okay.
Twat then. I can't even speak now.
It's better than my attempt at what I was trying to say last week's episode. I can't even remember what word it was. Inaugural. No, it was something else. But I can't even remember. No, I'm not going there. But yeah, unadulterated. Yeah. I can say it now. I'm not under pressure. Unadulterated.
I'll do that again.
We've done that already.
If you didn't get it last time, I'll do it again. But yeah, honestly, yeah, twat chat. Sums up a bit.
Yeah, that's a total rebranding completely.
Totally branding.
Yeah. As I say, I thought that was what we were doing anyway, but...
Get the logo done again.
Well, yeah, let's think about that. But hope you've been, like, watching Sky News this week or GB News or whatever your fancy is, because you know what's coming up, don't you?
Nope, but I'll go along and just make a comment.
So basically what you're saying is I've watched the news all week and you'll just comment on the news.
Yeah, basically.
It don't sound like a bad deal, does it, Anchorman?
Yeah,
thanks for that, Will. I think without further ado, Trev, I think we'll go straight to the AMLO Weekly Wipe. So, Trev... So to start off with what's been going on this week.
Yeah.
I think I'll turn down the music a bit first. That's too dramatic.
It's making me feel pressure. Oh, hold on. I've got to perform here.
So I'm guessing you stayed up. Well, not stayed up. It wasn't that late, but you stayed up and watched the young girl from Bromley win the US Open on Saturday night?
No.
No. No, you didn't see Emma Raducanu, the first British woman in 44 years to win a Grand Slam, in only her second Grand Slam, win the US Open final.
No. To be honest.
Well, great. Fantastic.
And I did, obviously, I've been looking at sports websites and stuff, and I saw it on there, and it didn't click who it was. And to be honest, I only found out who it was today because I was out on a delivery with one of our drivers, and he told me. And I was like, oh, okay. I missed that completely. What does that say?
Well, I hope she doesn't listen to the podcast for a start, because she's going to be totally insulted apart from anything else. But, yeah. You know, it was a great achievement. I'm sure some of the listeners watched her. We got caught up in it. I mean, I'm not exactly John Lloyd, but I got caught up in it. I must admit, I remember she was in Wimbledon and she was doing well. She got to the second week and it was her first Grand Slam. A few months ago, and she was getting beaten in the round she was in, and she sort of cried off. You know, she's only a young girl, and she sort of went off injured kind of thing, and we didn't know how sort of mentally it affected her. But I thought, oh god, she's got to the US Open final, she hasn't dropped a set, she's gone through qualifying, first qualifier to win it, and I was worried for her. Christ, she'd be putting a performance and a half to win that. Really? as a young 18-year-old girl, unbelievable. And from
two things, yes, right, two things. Go on. One, did you know her before you watched this?
Yes, I just said Wimbledon. I heard of her. Oh, she got to the second week. Bit. Yeah.
The other thing, did you see her knickers?
I'm not going there. She's 18, so no, but that doesn't mean it. No, I'm not going there with this. Okay. I want to give her the credit she deserves. You can think about it. I suppose because you don't know who she is, it wouldn't matter.
Exactly. Yeah, but, I did feel a bit like when the guy at work was talking to me, he was like, did you watch the tennis? I was like, tennis? It's not Wimbledon. And he was like, well, that English girl, well, she's Canadian. I was like,
via Romania. But she grew up here. To be fair, she's not Greg Rusetsky. She hasn't lived in Canada until she's 32 and then moved over and said, now I'm British because it suits me.
What is that?
She moved here when she was two. Born in Canada, to a Chinese mother and a Romanian father.
Really?
And they settled in Romania when she was two, in Romania, in the UK when she was two. Yeah. And she learned all her tennis here. So I cast that as an English.
Yeah.
But, you know,
why
she's
is that,
here.
Though, man? I don't know. English sport. Why is it everybody seems to be born somewhere else?
I think it's a celebration of our culture, Trev, of Britain as Britain as what it is.
Do you think it's because the training's better over here? Maybe.
No, I think with some of the things that you're referring to, where they come over here and like Lennox Lewis saying he's British when he's Canadian and things, it's just commercially more viable to be a British sportsman than it is to be a Canadian sportsman. Because I don't think the Americans like the Canadians very much if you're into South Park or something like that, are they?
No.
I think
there
might be
some. The first time I ever saw South Park.
Yeah, very funny.
And I remember thinking, this is great because Primus did the music to it.
Yeah, it was good a reason as any.
Just sold on it, just from the music at the start.
Yeah.
Just sold on it. And look at what it's done now. There's a film's great in it.
Yeah, yeah. It's film is very funny. Very funny. But yeah, so, you know, just celebrate Emma Raducanu and open her career as a head of her.
Very English name.
But, okay. Sorry, you Irish brummy. So on to something that does affect us, sadly, which I don't really want it to affect us. And this is all shows us now, Trev, how insulting it can be to be 50 years old.
So you can say it to me now, can't you?
Well, exactly. I can say it to you as well.
You can say it to me now.
Now you're 50, Trev. You're classed as vulnerable because now the government has said...
I've always been that.
You're going to get an extra COVID booster jab to make sure that you're safe over the winter period. How do you feel about that?
I feel like I'm in like a kind of badger foster home, like a vet's thing. You know, they look after you when you get a bit old.
Yes.
Your eyesight's gone a bit. So they take you in for the winter. I'll come in here because it's going to be rough.
Yeah.
You know?
So give you some Complan. Yeah.
Complan.
Yeah.
are they going to give us a booster shot? And then make sure there's enough bran in our diets so we have a good poo now.
I just can't believe that at 50 now, and I still don't feel proper grown up apart from looking like an old
65.
Bastard. I know, I can't deny this. But I still can't believe that we're classed as vulnerable and they will want to get us an extra jab. I mean, to be fair, I mean, I won't be having mine for a while because I was late into it. But are you looking forward to it?
I always thought you were up for an extra jab.
No, you've been jabbed more times than Blim and Barry McGuigan, you know what I mean? It's like,
only when I'm drunk. Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. That's the thing. It's right for you saying that. I don't take a jab in.
I could do lots of jokes here. I could say you've had more pricks than Phil the Power Taylor's dartball.
Oh, that's low. That's come straight out of the pub. That's straight out of the saloon bar.
Talking about jabs. I'm talking about, it's a needle, Trev. Okay, if you don't like my low rent humour, then that's yours. But yeah.
No, so, why? Because you were talking about Stan Baldwin.
Yeah, that was I got confused between the comedian and the cyclist. But
be good if they were. If one of the same did actually win,
and the fucker he won on a fucker plane in the Olympics.
Yeah, can you imagine? You can imagine his curly hair with the helmet.
Where's the fucker now? Oh, he's behind. Yeah, I remember he got banned off of telly for that.
How
didn't
bad
he?
Was that?
Very funny.
Honestly, him and Freddie Starr, man, what the hell?
Oh God,
was going on?
God rest his soul. Yeah,
not being funny. Freddie Starr appeared on Des O'Connor when we were as kids, dressed as Hitler.
Oh man, yeah.
Really?
How things have changed.
Prince Harry
did it, and he got in all sorts of trouble.
He did. But, I wouldn't say Freddie Starr's royalty.
No, but you got that to look forward to, Trev. You're meeting up with your old Werther's Originals compatriots.
Talking of old people's jabs.
Yep.
Do you have a flu jab?
I don't know.
Have you had one?
I've had one years ago. Yeah.
I've never had one.
Oh, I didn't. I mean, it's not saying I've really thought about too much since, but it was about 30 years ago. It's not saying but now I'm classed as vulnerable. I might have to think about it.
You might have one.
Yeah, I'll have them all. Just give them to me.
You just want as much needle as you could get. I can give you plenty
You're
of needle.
Needling me. You was trying to think of something ruder than my Phil the Power Taylor then. And then you pulled out of it.
Yeah, I was like, got to be something smutty.
Exactly.
Something 70s and smutty.
But then you thought you'd take the high ground.
All of a sudden, I've become elevated. I was like, I'm above this.
Yeah, you're better.
Just because you're dragging your tongue through ashtrays in an old saloon bar.
At my age, mate, I'm more like dragging my ball bag around the floor. It's like,
I've seen that.
Yeah,
your ball bag does look like a bowling ball in a big sock.
It's distended big time.
Distended.
I thought it was an improvement, but you know, it's like having a space opera.
You walk in a room and then your ball bag follows.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's not good. This is what getting older. Look, any of you guys that are young, I know you listen. Looking forward to it now, aren't you? You're really looking forward to getting older. Welcome to our world.
Yeah. But for a period where I thought, oh, it'd be cool to have grey in my beard.
Yes.
And now I've got loads of it and I'm like,
No, it's not as great as I thought it would be.
Yeah,
Gandalf.
Yeah.
So I can't say, it is what it is. Say, we're talking about a bit of grey later. Actually, we're talking about, there's a lot of grey going on today, but we'll get to that when we come to
it. Oh, we will. Yeah, that's a nice little link there.
The last bit of news for this week, Trev, and it's sort of, it's not funny, but I kind of can't help but find it amusing in some way. Yesterday, the M25 was brought to a standstill. Because caused a lot of disruption for motorists. Five junctions of the M25 were blocked all round. And this was by protesters. And do you know the name of this protest group?
It's probably got something to do with animals, which is worthy and stuff. But
yeah, you sort of think Swampy would turn up to. But this protest group that blocked the M25 and caused all sorts of hell on there yesterday was called Insulate Britain. Insulate Britain.
What,
sounds like a late night advert.
What do you mean? Like wear proper coats in the winter?
It's like fitting your pipes, Trev, like putting lagging around your pipes or something. What? I think they want I think it's all social housing in the UK to be insulated to save the planet, basically. I think they've got 200 followers on likes on Facebook.
Yeah.
And they bought the M25 to a standstill and the police just kind of watched them.
Everyone can have their own causes they want to fight for.
You need it sometimes.
But how bored must you be to sit there and think, my neighbour's house isn't insulated. I've got to get out there and do something about it. And I tell you what, I'm not just going to go out with a sandwich board. I'm going to stand in one of the busiest motorways in the south of Britain and nearly get run over to get my point across.
Oh, yeah. What else could you be doing? You know?
Norris McGregor said, Roy Castle, dedication.
It is what
I know
need.
I would. Not being funny, I'd let you freeze your tookers off, mate.
Oh, I know you don't give us.
I would not protest on the M25.
For my lagging.
So I tell you what.
You're missing the opportunity, though, Trev. That's what you're missing here.
What,
the opportunity is where you were. You could be offering these guys discount on Rockwall.
Yes, you're right. I could. I could do that.
You could be doing
could
that.
Do.
So that put
I
that out there that. Now. You could do a 10% discount
I tell you what, we
on
will put out there as well.
Go on.
I know me and you have kind of seen a bit of a funny side to this, but if any of these guys or ladies that, what was the name of them again?
Insulate Britain.
I like the way you put a voice on. Insulate Britain. Insulate Britain. Sounded like a question. Insulate Britain? Insulate Britain?
Exclamation mark or question mark?
Yeah. But if any of them listen to it, which listen to this, which is very doubtful, but if they do and they want to come up on here and get on here and talk to us about it, we will listen.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to be listening, Trev, because they're all about banning podcasts because we're using electricity to record it.
So, oh, is it that serious?
No, I'm making that bit up. I just wanted you not to like them very much because they held us up. But, you know, it is what it is.
Didn't bother me.
I just like the name. I mean, you know, you've got Extinction Rebellion, which kind of sounds
That's pretty 12 Monkeys, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Kind of futuristic. Insulate Britain literally sounds like an advert. And it tickled me. But I'm sorry for anyone that got caught up in that, to be fair.
Yeah, yeah. But by all means, as I say, if they want to come on and explain about it, then...
Yeah, didn't think of that. Yeah, come on. Please do.
We give them another coat.
Come and insulate Britain with the AMLO guys.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So that's this week's AMLO Weekly Wipe. Thanks for joining us on that. I quite enjoyed that, Trev. Now you're up to date with the news. Are you quite happy with what's going on in your country?
To be honest, I feel like I don't have to stay up past 10 o'clock anymore.
No. Well, you can't. That's why, because you're nodding off.
Because I'm too old.
Yeah, exactly. That's what happens.
That's what it is.
Yeah, exactly. So just let me tell you the news, mate. But cheers, man. It's all good.
Non-biased. But, non-biased as well.
Exactly. Non-binary and non-biased. But we can do it all.
I do worry about you keep mentioning this non-binary
I know. I'm obsessed with it because I don't really understand it. But I keep bringing it up hoping somebody will explain. But, it doesn't happen.
Or you're hopefully going to turn that way just because you've mentioned it.
Well, I just don't like being labelled, Trev, so stop labelling me with all these names. It's just terrible.
I will label you. If you want me to label you a few names, I could do that.
You do. Don't worry about that. So on to say they'll keep you occupied for a few minutes, I think, Trev. And that's your favourite part of the week. Well, it is for a few minutes anyway. I think we should go straight to the stream of the week, Trev. So obviously recommending what people could be watching on their TVs this week, on their telly boxes, Trev, on any of the streaming channels. And I believe we're going to quickly, though, mention something that's available to stream on YouTube at the moment. And it's a trailer, Trev, so you can do the introduction to that.
Well, back in the day when Wayne and I used to work together at that little kind of rent boy shack where we met, Wayne was a massive fan of The Matrix.
I was.
Loved it.
1999.
Yeah. Sort of a sort of way of life. I did. Don't get me wrong.
Smoking wacky backy is cool, but not this.
When you're watching The Matrix. Yeah. Basically, I liked it a lot. Because I loved all the action. I've always been a big John Woo fan and Korean cinema and Hard Boiled and, you know, Better Tomorrow. And it had all the sort of bullet time in it. Sue Hark kind of loved it. Like Wu Ping, loved it. Absolutely. Wire work all over it, I must admit. And then the second and third one come out and they were not that great.
No.
And all of a sudden, there's a fourth one coming out.
Yeah.
And not only bizarrely enough has it taken this long, but the Wachowski brothers, I believe that's how you pronounce it.
Yes.
That, you know I'm going to say now, don't you? That directed it. There's one of them left now.
It's the sister.
It's the sister. And to be honest, she's... Oh, this sounds awful. Apologies if anybody wants to come in. But it's the ugliest woman you'll ever see.
But you would. But yeah.
I might do.
Is it Lana Wachowski? It used to be Larry.
I think it is. Yeah, they did Cloud Atlas as well, didn't
they? That's right, yes.
Which is a bizarre film. I'm not saying it's bad, but it's
I think that's what turned them,
I just don't... I got it right first time. Dead horse come to mind and flogging. Because you just think, don't get me wrong, I see it. And I will just be, because I like Keanu Reeves, good old boy. Yeah. I heard a very good story about Keanu Reeves the other day. The Devil's Advocate with him and Al Pacino.
Yes, very good film.
Very good film. Al Pacino wasn't too keen on doing it. So he asked for a hell of a lot of money to do it.
Yeah.
And because Keanu Reeves hadn't, I don't think he'd worked with him before, or he was so eager to work with him, he actually, for... went his paycheck to pay Al Pacino more to get him in it.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that mentioned.
That's cool,
before.
Isn't it? Yeah, it that's is cool. Because you think Al Pacino's a bit of a bastard, really? Like taking his money. You'd be like, no, it's all right, Keanu, don't do that.
Yeah, you think he would have done the ego thing. And once he said that, said, no, I'm only kidding, mate. I'll do it.
I know you bribed me to come in here first.
Well, yeah, I did.
I felt bad.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, but then I thought he does need talent because you can only get so far on effort. So I thought I'd better give him
ask a Gary
little
Neville.
Bit of talent.
Yeah, yeah. Going back, I thought we could have referenced my last week's weekly wipe. We're still thinking Ronaldo's passed it, any chance?
shouldn't
go back in the past. Yeah.
Actually,
sorry.
Saturday, when I was checking the football results, because I had the up with it, because my share, I got tonked away at Crystal Palace. And I'll reference that again in a minute. But when I saw he'd scored two goals, I was like, oh.
Here it goes. You put that down into your podcast. it's poetic justice, as they like to say. But it just made me laugh. But anyway, but there, we shouldn't be talking about that stream. Yeah, Matrix. I love the Matrix, as you know, Trev. We used to have this argument when we used to work. You know what it's like, and you're tensioned when you work with people. And we used to have this ongoing thing about Trev. You say his age not very well. And he was kind of right, because they were wearing long leather jackets, gear and black and sunglasses and the look at his age. But it set the bullet time kind of effects and things. Set a lot of movies. Moving forward. And I love the original film. It's got a great story. It's a brilliant sci-fi action, as you say, using the wire work and everything else. It's a brilliant film. But the second and third ones were let down so far. I don't see how you can come back from it. The first one where it is, as far as I'm concerned, and go from there.
All you got to do is watch the new Bill and Ted's and say, shouldn't go there, Keanu, again.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think you're right.
But
so
we'll watch it, and
let's hope we're surprised. But I hope it
will be only a cinema release, because you don't want to see that on a small screen first, do you?
No, exactly.
I wouldn't have thought. You've got to see
I went to
the
cinema
screen,
to see all of them. So
I did as well. Yeah, I think we did. I think the second and third one, we went together.
Yeah. I think. As you say, it's totally disappointing. But, you know, it's big news. We've got to talk about that. It's streaming now, so you can go to YouTube and watch the trailer. Watch that. But what have you found on the Telebox channels, Drew?
Well, I'll say something good, and then I'll say something bad. Once you've done your one. I've been watching Ted Lasso quite a bit.
The football. Apple. Yeah, Dacian Sudeikis.
Yeah, good. Very good. Love it. Strangely enough, it is Crystal Palace, isn't it?
Yes.
I think it's filmed at Selhurst Park. Yeah, it's very good. It's quite cute. It's quite serious in places. And I don't know if a lot of people know where the idea comes from, because that's what I knew straight away. Because, pronounce his name again, Jason?
Sudeikis.
Thank you very much.
I think it is, anyway.
I think it's better than what I would have said, so I'll let you do it. The bizarre thing is, that came from a Fox TV commercial.
Yes.
Do you remember this?
Yes.
For showing a Premiership football to an American channel. Yeah. And do you remember what team he was the manager of on that? Because basically the story is he's an American football coach that comes over to manage an English football team, soccer team. And it is, it's good. But do you remember why, what team it was he did in the
advert? I can't remember.
It was Spurs. It was my share of crap.
Hence why you remember,
Yeah, exactly. So I was all over it. So as soon as I started, I'll check it, because I find him quite funny.
Yeah, he's good.
He's married to another actress. I'll just say another actor. he's married to another actress. What's her name? Olivia Wilde?
Oh, yeah, Olivia Wilde.
He's married to her. But, yeah, and the other thing as well, definitely watch that. I think it's on the second series now on Apple.
Yes.
And I actually watched, because I'm quite a trainer freak as well, and I watched him buying trainers, and he actually wears his own footwear. All the Nikes are his own and stuff.
Yeah, cool.
Massive Nike Slam Dunk fan or something. And he actually wears a lot of his own stuff.
So it's like he's entering the Trev's realm of Paul Rudd in the Coolness State.
Not quite Paul Rudd.
But
this shoe thing, I'm down with, because Jeff Bridges in The Big Lebowski, those jelly shoes were his.
Oh, cool. Yeah, you can't
there you go.
That. Yeah,
there you go. Anyway, that's Ted Lasso. Like it. Don't have to necessarily be in a football, just it's good. What about you?
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah
I've been on Amazon again this week. Obviously, I'm a pikey. I just get my cheap deliveries and watch my films there. But I'm going to go a couple of films that are a few years old again, because I quite enjoy doing them. And my first one is Brian, and that doesn't mean a lot to everyone else. Trevor knows what I'm talking about. Brian is Brian would be, if you've watched Taken or all the Taken movies.
That's not where the nickname come from for us, though, was it?
No, it isn't.
One of his other movies.
It was one of his other movies, but his name is Brian in Taken.
Oh, I didn't
it?
Know that.
Sorry, that's where Thanks. It comes. I think it is anyway. Yeah, now you've made so, me yeah. think of it. I think what it is because he's the same Liam Neeson, he's basically they've used him as this action star in all different types. And actually, I enjoy them all, to be fair.
I don't mind them.
I, you know, they're always a good watch.
I tell you, the last one I saw of those was the one where he's in the snow. That's really good.
Yeah, I've
the
seen
what he got in trouble for.
Yeah, that's right. I can't.
When he was promoting that, that's really good.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Go on, man.
No,
on,
no, but the one I'm right, talking about this one. Week is actually one of his better ones, better efforts, I think. We call him Brian because he's in Taken, and he's like the same character in every film. Yeah. So we call him
from Brian.
My favourite one we've made up is a film called A Walk Among the Tombstones. We call it Brian Amongst the Tombstones.
But this one, Brian Amongst the Tombstones.
This one sees Brian as an oil rig worker in a plane crash, isn't it, in Alaska. Yeah. Six oil workers are led by skilled huntsmen to survival by a pack of merciless wolves. Haunt their every step, and it's one of them films. It's got it has a sort of advancing pitiless logic where the weather's punishing.
You are reading
the wolves
that,
are chasing.
Aren't you?
I wrote it down earlier. I was thinking, how can I make it sound? After Trevor slagged me for about 20 minutes, I'm going to sound intelligent.
Well, that conversation just sprung to mind where you said pitiless. What was it again? Go run that
pitiless
again.
Punishing. Logic.
There's no way. There's no way your brain could put all
what
those
do you
words
mean?
Together.
I was in set 14.
and actually make a comprehensive sentence.
No, but I did. It's my words put into word because I have to think of so much, pushing all these buttons and making sure I'm listening to all the insults you chuck my way. But it's got an impending doom kind of feel about the
Good
movie.
Film.
And the ending is, I'm not going to tell you what it is, but the ending, you know. It's what I would say is a bit like when you watch a Marvel film, sit through the credits and just wait. When you've seen the last scene, and I don't know if you've done that actually, Trev, so I don't know if you know what I'm referring to. No, but you need to watch the credits. But The Grey is a very good film, very good, good action, film. Very, very good story, one of Brian's better films. Yeah, that's one of my recommendations on Amazon Prime. What about your next one, Trev?
Well, we've gone from a good film to something pretty bad. Kate.
Yes.
The girl in it, she was in the remake of The Thing, and she's quite good. I think she was in Birds of Prey as well. She's quite good. I got attracted because Woody Harrelson's in it. I like Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, he's cool.
Honestly, man, it's not bad, but it's just how many female assassin movies that think they're cool can they make?
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. There's some really cool Yakuza in it. There's some good... it's boring.
Yeah.
Just every time. I know every channel must think, I've got to have one version because theirs one's done well. This is done. Just knock it on the head. A few neon lights, can't even talk now. A few neon lights under a car doesn't make it cool. Car chase doesn't like, and it's always set in like some grotty club where there's loads of kind of gangsters and she takes them all out. She shouldn't be in there. She's posed as one of the dancers.
So basically you're saying if you've seen Atomic Blonde, you don't need to watch this.
Again, there's always the wig in it, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah.
Like I could take the wig off to look something different. Yeah,
In fact, I don't think I'd ever take the wig off these days, Trevor.
No. Oh, shock. No, honestly, it's not a terrible film, but just do something different. It's like,
yeah,
it was zombies, and now he's got that. Come on, move on
from it. Yeah, so you're not recommending that.
No, I'm not recommending Kate.
4 out of 10.
For originality, 2, because it's just a ripoff.
Yeah,
of like Kill Bill and all of those.
All
Atomic Blonde. Yeah, it's not good.
Well, my second one, again, I think this is on Amazon Prime at the moment as well. It's just a bit of a guilty pleasure, really. It's a Robin Williams film. I think all of us feel like we're putting a comfort blanket over us when we're watching a Robin Williams film. And this one's a Robin Williams acted film and directed by Christopher Columbus, who, before he discovered America, obviously.
Obviously.
It must have been, because he's too busy.
Harry Potter fame.
Yeah. That's right.
Harry Potter fame.
And it's basically a sort of look at a slight immediate future of Martin family. You think it's Sam Neill, isn't it, the dad
in the
family? He's always great. Yeah, he's always good.
He's good.
A good value. They buy a robot on it who's a Robin Williams, NDR-114 robot. They perform the housekeeping. And over 200 years, he becomes more human, doesn't he? And it's a bit sappy in places. It's flawed
like
in places.
It.
But it's a lovely sort of film on a cold day outside. 2.5, 3 hours. Sit there and you'll be taken away on a ride by Christopher Columbus. Yes.
You know what? You know, on those kind of days when you're watching that, you know, I watch.
It'd be something really no one else would guess.
Guns and Navarone.
Yeah, I can see that though. That's what you do, didn't it? You don't watch that when it's sunny outside and you could be doing. No. You don't. You sit there when you want to comfort yourself.
I come home Saturday from work, and I just bought El Cid, the Charlton Heston.
Yes,
Racker Welsh movie. Honestly, I sat and watched that 3 hours of it. What kind of sad man comes home and just sits and watches El Cid for 3 hours? Honestly.
I thought you weren't going to mention it, so you're brave.
No, I wasn't going to. It's
like therapy, isn't it? Yeah, it is.
The thing is, as well, with a movie like that, you watch it and they're all extras. There's no CGI. They actually had 400 or 500 people standing there while Charlton Heston was actually acting.
Yes.
You know,
Charlton act.
And this is what I'm saying. How cool is that? Yeah. You're waiting there just for him to say a few words.
But the work that goes into them movies, you know, it deserves another
back then,
watch.
Don't get me wrong. I love all this Lord of the Rings stuff and the battles and that and all the CGI. It's great. But when you watch something like that and the technical side of it, trying to get everybody in the right position, make sure someone's not picking his nose at the back. It's just, honestly.
Because if they do, you're costing a fortune to put it right.
That's what makes it epic, isn't it?
Yeah, it is,
and people
definitely.
Put that. That definitely. Kind of like...
Don't watch crap films for the sake of it. But watch something you've seen before. People tend to think, oh, I've seen that before. But believe me, if you have a film you love, I find new things in films I've watched 10 times sometimes. And if I enjoy it, I still have the same experience because it's a positive, rather than watching a load of crap that you know you're not going to enjoy in the first place. But
the thing is, I'm up and down on that conversation because if you don't watch new stuff, you'll never get another classic. Because you just won't see anything new.
No, I know. I'm not saying don't watch any. I'm just saying don't watch. You're saying you know is crap. Just watch, rather than if there's nothing to watch, you know, apart from EastEnders.
Something is crap.
I mean, yeah, but you know, you're trying to help them out with telling them not to watch Kate and things, Trev. So we're giving them a good head start here. But but there's one thing I don't know if it disappoints you or not, Trev. We haven't got an interview this week, so it gives you a chance more to talk. But we didn't. We're going to be changing things around to fit the other segments in every week. Yeah. So there's no. I hope that doesn't disappoint anyone. But one thing we do have back this week, Trev, and it's near the mark, as you know, but we've got this week's Dick of the Week. So
who's it this week?
Well, do you want to be surprised by it? Well, you're not going to be surprised because you've recorded it, but you were there, Trev.
You got a memory like a goldfish.
Yeah, I know. So but well, let me surprise you because this is this week's Dick of the Week. And for this week's Dick of the Week, we've picked one for the ladies as well. One for the ladies. It's Dick Gere. That sounds funny when you say it like that. Richard Gere. Now, who doesn't know Richard Gere? How old do you reckon he is now, Trev?
71.
Are you looking it up?
No.
All right.
Complete guess.
He is 71 years old and still looking good.
Top Dick.
Yeah, he is top Dick. Top and getting old Dick.
Richard Gere.
Again, through our entire life, he's been there. Handsome man.
Handsome Dick.
Officer and a Gentleman, or American Gigolo, were his early movies, weren't they? I remember both of them. Yeah. I like a good old Gigolo. Officer and a Gentleman, classic. But the one that really broke, all you women, it's either that or Dirty Dancing, you love. You know it.
Yeah, and it is a good film, though, Pretty Woman.
It is a good film, yeah.
It is a good film.
It's still used as a template for a lot of romantic movies now, to be fair.
Always portrayed as...
Rich,
successful Dick.
Yeah. Even on that BBC show he was on a couple of years ago, the actress who was in Peaky Blinders, who sadly passed away, Damien Lewis's wife. He was in that. He was basically playing the part of Rupert Murdoch in that. You know, he always plays. He does it in his other one where he's lots of thrillers. Primal Fear, one of my favourite films with before Edward Norton got all lovey and done great films. Shine. Brilliant. Yeah. That part is brilliant. I love Richard Gere's films, and I still watch him now, and I still enjoy his performances. Great, great actor.
Yeah. The last film I saw him in, and was the one where he's like a commuter in like Chicago or somewhere, and his dog turns up at the station to meet him every day. And it's quite heart-wrenching because like one day it doesn't because it's passed away. But it's a good film.
That's you can't smart. Help but get pulled in to it.
Yeah.
Can't think
yeah.
what it's called.
I can't, yeah.
Can't think what it's called, but it does.
Oh, he was in the second best exotic Marigold Hotel, wasn't he?
He was, that. Yes.
Yeah,
was.
I forgot. So yes, he does. He can do those kind of. He's funny, but he's usually he's in them kind of thrillers and kind
smooth.
Of like, arbitrage. Yeah.
Yeah. Smooth. Smooth dick.
What was the one when he's in China, Red Dragon or something, or from the 90s, or I think.
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking, yeah. No, it's not Red Dragon. Another one you're on.
Oh,
about.
First Night. Remember that? First Night?
Yes. Yes, First Night. Sean Connery and him.
Summersby. I forgot about that. That's
Summersby.
Yeah. Before she was. Before. Yeah. But yeah, Dick of the Week.
Good
yeah.
head, Dick and all.
Internal Affairs.
Exactly, which is yes. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yes, you forget about No Mercy. Yeah. He's done some top movies. He really has. Isn't Breathless. He? Yanks. He always, I remember that TV series.
Yanks, yeah. He'll always be to me as well the Silver Fox Dick.
Yes, which is why I'm going always that way. I don't try and hide it. Exactly. Like we said in To Die or Not to Die, go Richard.
Yeah.
Go Dick.
Go Richard. Go Dick.
Yeah.
Go Dick.
You can't go
be
wrong
proud
with
of
Dick.
Your dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Be proud to be a dick.
Exactly, and say women will still love Richard Gere now. So
well, look, exactly, yeah, yeah, he's always had that going on, won't he?
Yeah, definitely, definitely one to remember throughout our life.
Well groomed, Dick.
Well off Dick. Good performances. Check out any of his films if you've not seen any of his films. We won't talk about the actual movies as such, but check out all of them because they're all entertaining. Yeah, this week's Dick of the Week: Richard Gere, top Dick.
Richard Gere.
Yeah, so Trev, this is a bit of a shock to you. I've added
You're Richard Gere's brother.
That would be a shock to you, wouldn't it?
It would, because I know you're not.
Much better looking brother, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. Older, better looking.
Older, better looking. But
you've got the brains. You got the looks.
I thought, Trev, because it was mentioned that people are missing out on, you know, Test the Guest, Test Trev, and, you know, the segments we had there. And I just had a thought. I thought, while we're doing Dick of the Week, why don't Trev take on Dick? Oh, sorry. I didn't. Sorry.
Yeah. It won't be a new thing for me.
That's right. Yeah. So it's something you're used to.
Yeah. Normally I get paid to take on Dick.
Well, we can discuss that later.
Okay. Okay. Go on. So what is this leading up to?
No,
what?
It's just literally, it's, you can say,
I'm
it's
not going to have to fight Richard Gere, am I?
But basically, the Dick we talk about, basically, I'll ask you a few questions about that Dick.
Okay. Go on then.
So basically, I didn't do an intro to it because I thought. How many times can I say, Trev takes on Dick?
It's like, or you could just make a slurping noise.
Yeah, exactly. I could, actually, that's not a bad idea. Maybe I'll have that for next week. I like slurping. But I've just got a couple of questions here, Trev, and I'll ask you and just see how you get on, like the old days. So first question on Dick Gere. Gere had the male lead in Chicago. Which song did he perform? None of these, All That Jazz, Razzle Dazzle, or Mr. Cellophane?
I really want to say All That Jazz, but I know it's wrong.
Yes, you are wrong. So that I love. I've forgotten how to do that. It's been so long.
Mr. Cellophane, is
it? No, it's Razzle Dazzle.
Razzle Dazzle. Razzle Dazzle.
Gear. Starred in Mothman Prophecies.
Yes.
Where did the Mothman occurrences supposedly take place? Was it Idaho? Was it West Virginia? Was it Maine? Or was it Nevada?
Take me home, West Virginia.
Mountain Mama.
Yeah, go on. It's not, is it?
Is it West Virginia, you're saying?
Yeah.
Well done.
Superb.
Was that jam? Well,
it
was jam.
It is. This is it. It's songs in your head. Get it out there.
So, next one, Trev. In An Officer and a Gentleman, Gere pursues what career? Was it diver, flyer, paratrooper, or Green Beret?
Diver.
Diver? You're thinking of the film with Kevin Costner. You're thinking of the one with Kevin Costner. He's a flyer.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Fly Boy.
You need to get watching that again.
Yeah.
I haven't
seen it in ages.
Good. Who co-starred with Gere in Unfaithful? Was it Diane Lane, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Sharon Stone, or Helen Hunt?
Diane Lane.
Well done.
I've a bit of a thing. She's for Diane Lane.
I know what you're saying. That's an older film, isn't it? But yeah, that's not a bad effort at all, Trev. I think we did good this week. Yeah. So well
Mum
done.
Was a guest,
that's Trev taking on Dick. Well done, Trev. Yeah. You're certainly pretty good at that. Much better than you are at other things.
Am I going to have to take on Dick all the time?
I think you can manage it, to be fair. So I think we should.
So I might have to kind of do my mouth exercises and take on more Dick.
We'll keep that in, yeah. Keep that's not what you should be saying to when you're taking on Dick, but keep that segment in, should I say. But I think that basically sort of concludes this week's episode, Trev, basically. So that's been quite good fun.
It has flown by.
I know the time has absolutely flown by.
I can't believe it.
Hope you enjoyed the episode, everyone.
Normally it's like working with you is like having your teeth extracted, but this time, not at all.
Christ, don't give me a chance.
I like to say what you mean.
I'll give you
one at the start.
Yeah, and now you really came in at the end. I was just being nice. I was saying, how well you've done taking on Dick.
There's all decent kind of nice humour, and it's like put down at the start.
See, I try and hide my slurs. I'm making you do things like taking on Dick and doing it under the guise of a game.
I don't want you going away. You're obvious. I thought if I put you down at the end, then you go away sad.
This is true.
Build you up, build ba-bang.
But yeah, then I'm just down there again. Well, I've got a podcast to finish here, so sorry, I can't be dealing with these insults. So thanks, everyone, for listening. As we always say, go to the website, amlopodcast.com. Leave a message on the little blur. As I say, we're playing the best ones. We didn't have any this week, so...
Very quickly, if Insulate Brian wants to come on.
Insulate Brian.
Sorry, Insulate Brian.
No, it's like the life of Brian. It's a follow-up.
Insulate Brian wants to come on and tell us what he's going to do next week.
That'd be cool.
He's going to stand on the A127 and stop traffic.
Yeah.
Then bring him on. Bring Brian on.
Definitely. Yeah, we're definitely interested in talking to you. But if you've got any suggestions, as I say, go to the website. You've got a contact form. Leave a message. We'll play the best ones on the podcast. Yeah. And we hope you see you again next week. Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please leave a rating and review and visit our website at www.amlopodcast.com to check out all the links and resources in the show notes. Start living them good times. See you next time.